Thank you and good morning. Arcata Assistant Fire Chief Justin McDonald said it was a real team effort that took a lot of help from multiple agencies, and they were glad to be able to help get that beautiful animal back to safety before it got dark and cold. McDonald was referring to the rescue of a horse that got stuck in chest-high mud in Strawberry Creek at Clam Beach on Thursday. Arcata Fire, Cal Fire, a veterinarian, and even a heavy equipment company, among other volunteers, all helped free the animal, which was found highly stressed and suffering from hypothermia after being stuck in the mud for more than an hour. Using fire hoses and a utility truck, rescuers managed to get the animal unstuck and onto the bank of the creek, where she was allowed to rest and warm up for 2 hours while a plan to get her to dry land was concocted. In the end, the rescuers were able to get the horse back on her feet, and she walked away, tired and muddy, but safe. The statement jumps off the page when you read it. Eureka police have responded to calls for service at 833 H Street nearly 160 times in the past 15 months. Located at that address is an apartment building owned by Floyd and Betty Squires, one of 26 properties owned by the couple that were ordered into receivership by Judge Dale Reinholdson in 2013. The final decision on that receivership is pending, but in the meantime, city leaders have continued to deal with issues at properties owned by the Squires, including the Blue Heron Motel, which was recently shut down. Eureka Public Works Director Brian Gerving said that neighboring property owners have successfully sued the Squires for negative impacts on property values in the area, and the city took its first civil action against the couple with a suit filed in 2011. Earlier this week, two residents were arrested with heroin and meth at an apartment in that building. Hoopa tribal officials, along with tribal police and the sheriff's office, have opened an investigation into an early morning fire that destroyed the tribal housing office on Wednesday. When volunteer firefighters reached the scene, they found the building fully involved, and the structure was considered a complete loss. There were no injuries reported, and tribal chair Danielle Vigil-Maston said in a statement, "That is very disheartening news for our tribe and our community. It's a major setback for projects we are working on and may delay tribal members receiving homes." The Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods announced it has received a $25,000 donation for its teen court program. The money comes from the Pacific Youth Program, a group that specifically supports Boys and Girls Clubs in the Pacific West region. The teen court program is an actual court that diverts first-time juvenile offenders to the program to be tried by their teenage peers, which include the jury, attorneys, the clerk, and the judge. The court focuses on youth empowerment, restorative justice, and second chances. The Discovery Museum is getting closer to moving into its permanent home, and in preparation, the museum will close its temporary site at the Jefferson School on April 19th. The museum's new permanent home will be at the corner of 6th and G Streets in Eureka, and the full grand opening of the new site is expected later this spring. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You see it quite regularly on one-way streets in Eureka, particularly on 6th and 7th. A pedestrian is standing on a corner at an intersection with no traffic controls in place, waiting for a break in traffic, when a driver, who thinks they are being a good neighbor, stops in the driving lane to allow the pedestrian to cross the street. California Highway Patrol Officer Matt Harvey explains why that may be a case of being a good neighbor. It's also creating a dangerous situation, both for the pedestrian and the person behind the wheel.
If you're in heavy traffic and you think you're going to go above and beyond and slow down to let that pedestrian cross, you've just put them in a very unsafe position because, you know, take like, 4th or 5th Street where you got three lanes of traffic and the other two lanes don't know why you stopped or even that a pedestrian's crossing.
4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th Streets all have intersections without stop signs or stop lights, and that means pedestrians have to find a break in traffic to cross safely. And Harvey says that's the best way.
And so I get that question quite a bit. What do you do? I say, unless they're in the crosswalk, keep going and let them find a clean break to get through because you could by your action of being nice, you could put them in a very bad spot.
April may be Distracted Driving Awareness Month, but it's incumbent upon all drivers to pay attention no matter where they are driving. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.